With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The liver is an incredible organ that does a number of different jobs, including cleaning our blood and breaking down chemicals and drugs to keep us healthy. And liver problems can have serious consequences, resulting in potentially needing a new one in the case of liver failure. And there aren't exactly loads of spare healthy livers around, and some people just aren't suited for transplant. Scientists have published news of an artificial liver system that cleans the blood and returns it again to the body within a matter of hours, whilst also encouraging the liver tissue to regenerate. And it's been done so far in pigs with drug-induced liver failure. As David Hay from Edinburgh University explained to me, Katie Haler, the idea of an artificial liver isn't new, but the novelty in this work lies in creating a renewable source of human liver cells that go into the device the blood flows through, and it's these cells that are doing the work of the patient's diseased liver. So first up, how exactly does it work?
The blood is taken from the patient, it is put through a filter to create plasma, and this plasma then goes into a device. It enters the top of the device and comes out the bottom of the device. And in between times, the liver cells within the device detoxify the plasma. So we're returning detoxified plasma back to the recipient to take off the load on the liver. And also it's creating a better environment within the patient's body. So that plasma also goes to other organs. So those other organs will have less of a toxic load.
Would it be right to say then that this is cleaning the blood, but it's also downplaying some of the potential damage, stuff like inflammation or pre-existing damage that's already been done?
Exactly. I think what the authors have shown nicely in this paper is that they can deal with the toxic insult, but they also show by cleansing the plasma and giving that back to the patient that they can create an environment that has got less inflammation and promote sufficient regeneration of the recipient's liver tissue.
So has this little box got real liver cells in it then?
Yeah, so it was quite neat actually. They took the main cell type of the liver, the hepatocyte, and they put in certain genes and certain chemicals to move them back towards a liver stem cell. The beauty of stem cells is they can produce identical copies of themselves. So you can rapidly expand these cells, and that's what the authors did in this paper within the device. They were also able to take these stem cells, expand them rapidly enough that you would be able to generate this artificial liver within 14 days, which is feasible to be able to generate a number of artificial livers would allow you to have one ready for a potential patient coming in with acute liver failure or chronic liver disease.
So they have used human liver cell material, but in this case they've cleaned the blood of pigs, and the idea would be to eventually use human material to clean the blood of humans. How easy is that transition?
That is the difficulty, I think. When you move from laboratory-based experimentation towards the human being, obviously the manufacturing requirements are much more stringent. You have to use materials that have got detailed paper trails. They also, you have to use materials which are, I would say, less likely to contain animal components because they may elicit an immune response.
Drug overdose was modelled in these pigs, I think. Do you reckon it could work in other liver damage scenarios?
Yeah, I mean, if this device can raise the level of liver function in the individual to the critical level that's required to keep them healthy, this could definitely be used in that context. You've got people with cirrhosis that have loss of liver function, but for some of those patients who then maybe get a virus where they lose more liver mass transiently, what we can see is decompensation where they fall below that critical mass to keep them healthy. So I think this device could be used in that clinical context.
Do we have any idea about how long this could work for, or how much better it could make people, that kind of thing?
It really depends on the state of the blood plasma of that individual and how they respond to treatment. More sick patients will have poorer quality blood plasma, which has the potential to actually poison the bioartificial liver itself. This is where a well-controlled clinical trial will rapidly assess how useful this technology is. First, test safety, then efficacy. If those are achieved, then it will be a case of understanding how long the devices are useful for and what disease states they can be used to treat.
David Hay, who wasn't an author on the study, and the paper he was referring to has recently been published in the journal Science Translational Medicine.